Hey, it's Kim Commando Today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to commando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. I always like to kick things off with something fun, and I heard about this, and I thought it was pretty cute. The mother of a San Francisco 49ers player, Jake Tonga, sent in a nice family picture to CVS to get printed. But when she got the pictures back, it was a nice family photo, but it wasn't her family or Jake's family. It was Tom Brady. Yes, that's right. Tom Brady and his three kids. Turns out that Tom Brady's mom took the pics into the same CVS, got printed, and then somehow it got switched around. But I really think it's great that Tom Brady is still in the game. I mean, it's truly, truly an inspiration. And Tom Brady is so old that he won his first Super Bowl in standard definition. Wow, isn't that something? And on that happy note, you're about ready to get more tech smarts because every single thing, as I like to say, is now a tech thing. And to those of you joining us for the first time, a warm welcome to you. We're just thrilled to have you aboard. And to our loyal listeners, a huge welcome back. Here's a big virtual hug. You look wonderful. I'm, of course, Kim Commando, America's digital goddess, here with you. It's the biggest show. It's the most trusted show about all things digital. You can find my award-winning show on over 420 top stations across the United States. And if you're trying to find us as a podcast, as a webcast, look no further than commando.com, where you can get it commercial-free by joining the Commando community. Head over to commando.com and hit that button that says Commando Community. And a big hello and Merry Christmas and salute goes out to all of our listeners on the American Forces Network Radio, reaching over 375,000 U.S. service members serving in 175 different countries and 200 ships at sea. And I know that you have at least one or two questions about something I can lend a hand to. That's why our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And I have a quick request. Actually, two things I need for you. Number one, the best way for us to grow the show is for you to tell one friend about the show or the podcast. That's it. Just one friend. That's all we need. And number two, tell me what you want more of over the next year. And you can do that by heading to commando.com and hitting that link that says email Kim. All right. Just for you, dear heart, I go to at least 35, sometimes 40 different websites every single day. So we're both up to date on everything's going on. And this is a story that you will be able to read probably over the next day inside the Daily Mail, where I am now a columnist, regular columnist for them. And I called the story, Is Google Bard an Atheist? Is Google Bard an Atheist? Let me give you some background. Come with me back to December 9th, 1965. The CBS network aired A Charlie Brown Christmas. Behind the scenes, all the execs were hesitant because they said, oh, I don't know. It has religious references. It's going to be controversial. It's going to alienate some viewers. But Charles Schulz and the team said, no, we want this in there. I'm talking about that pivotal scene when Charlie Brown says, you know, this is too commercialized. Does anybody know what Christmas is all about? And then Linus, clutching his security blanket, takes center stage and delivers that unforgettable monologue. Here, take a listen.
And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not. For behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Okay, the reason why I bring that up, the reason why I titled that story, is Google Bard, their AI, an atheist, is because I was actually writing a trivia question for my free daily newsletter. And I opened up Bard and I said, you know what, can you give me the verse that Linus recited in Charlie Brown's Christmas special? And Google Bard wrote back, said, I'm a language model and I don't have the capacity to help with that. Which, by the way, I should also tell you, before it gave me that response, it did show me the Bible verse, but then quickly erased it right off the screen. So you know me, I never give up. So I said, why won't you give me the Bible verse that was in Charlie Brown's Christmas show? Why won't you do this? It says, I'm still under development and learning to navigate sensitive topics like religion. What? Sensitive topics? I'm not able to directly copy or share religious texts due to potential copyright and policy concerns. Policy concerns? Really? Is the Bible a policy concern for Bard? By the way, OpenAI's ChatGPT had absolutely no trouble giving me that Bible verse. Not at all. So what you all have to remember is that AI is a product of human input, shaped by its creator's priorities, concerns, and biases. And if AI continues down this path, shaped by human policies, not giving a Bible verse, what narratives, historical texts, cultural touchstones will future generations be told or not told? Okay. Regardless of your beliefs, AI should never be a gatekeeper of knowledge. I'll be posting a link to this story over at commando.com. In case you want to share it with your family members and friends. Again, it's called, Is Google Bard an Atheist? Speaking of AI, shifting gears, scientists from Denmark, they have a huge AI, they're saying, predicting when people actually die. And they say it has an accuracy rate of 78%. Looks at clues like being male, not good for you, having mental health issues, the kind of job you can do to suggest that suggests an early exit. And we wrote about that in the newsletters as well. All right, Christmas, your smartphone, and your kids. Many of you are buying your teen or preteen a smartphone this Christmas, and here's what you need to know. There's no question that all students' well-being began a sharp decline in the year 2012, just as smartphones and social media emerged as a centerpiece of teenage life. So today we know that 97% of students with smartphones use them during classroom hours. We also know that academic performance improves whenever and wherever smartphones are banned in classrooms. Not in schools altogether, just the classrooms. And we know that spending more time on smartphones is now clearly linked to young folks being less happy and less satisfied. So just remember, if you give your kid a phone this Christmas, you need to set some time limits. You might remember Brother Tim. He's the abbot of the Livingstone Monastery. He runs Five Loaves. This is an emergency food pantry that serves almost 2,000 families in the Virginia Peninsula. It's a lifeline for so many folks. Now, his name might be familiar to you because Brother Tim actually called the show, as I mentioned a couple of years ago, because he was having trouble because he was using his primary cell phone number to help manage the food bank. Yes, so people were calling at all hours of the night. He was trying to help everybody. Maybe they just wondered like what was on the breakfast menu or how they could volunteer or what type of food products he might need. And so we got together with Brother Tim and our IT geniuses, John and Jeremy. They helped put together a Google Voice number for him, a whole type of phone tree. Now, joining us right now is Brother Tim himself. Hello there. How are things working out for you?
Kim, I am telling you, that program is a life saver. I have been sharing it with so many other places. It has truly made my life more manageable. It's great.
In what ways? Tell me.
So the neat thing is we now have 26 different languages that are spoken at our pantry.
Oh my gosh, you're
That's
kidding.
Our clients.
Wow.
No, just the clients. And so it's very difficult to communicate to everyone. But with the help of Google and Google Voice, we're able to put messages on in their native languages.
Oh my gosh.
So they can pick up the standard information. But I need you for one new problem.
Okay, what's that?
Okay. So sometimes, you know, when you kids go to school and there's a snow day and they close the school?
Correct.
Sometimes we have that. It's an emergency closure or the holidays are coming up and we want people to know we're closed. Well, Google Voice does not allow mass texting.
Right.
So I need some way, just like Google Voice, everything's digital, Mm-hmm. I don't have to use my voice. I simply type in, "We are closed today." I go to Google Translate, pick my language, copy paste. That's beautiful. I need to have a mass database, something that I can do that's inexpensive, that would just allow me to say, "Hey, this is Brother Tim. No abierto." There's just type it in and
just send it off.
Yeah.
Well, the worst thing you could do is use your own phone number. You know that, right? So we're not going to do that. There are two services, Brother Tim. One's called Simple Texting.
Okay.
It's not very expensive. It's about $40 a month, and you get 500 texts. And after that, it's going to cost you five and a half, 6 cents each, something like that. But it does do mass texting. You can also set up auto replies. So, of course, if somebody replies and says, "Oh, thanks for letting me know," that you're not looking at every single message, you know, that comes in along the way. And it also does picture messaging, too. So if you wanted to include a pic, you could do that as well. There's also another one that's called Textedly, but I don't know if that's going to really be. I don't know. Let me tell you about this. You get free 50 text messages a month. After that, it's $26 for 600 text messages. And then, of course, you can send up to, if you wanted to, I don't think you're going to get there, but about 240,000 text messages. It's just kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Unlimited contacts. And this really is for businesses. But you might want to try Textedly just because it's cheaper than the other service that I was telling you about. Not by much. It's $26, but it's a bigger outfit and it has more features. So check out Textedly. And then, of course, if you ever need any help after that, we're always here for you. I want to know more about the languages, though. So what is the most unique language that your clients have?
Well, the biggest group, of course, is Spanish, but we're in Virginia, so I've never known that we would have a large Spanish community, but we have, I'll give you an example. I have a couple where the husband is Laotian, the wife is Tibetan, and neither one speaks the other's language, so they communicate in English.
Oh my gosh, you're kidding. So what has all the years just working at this pantry, what has it taught you?
No matter who you are, you have it better than somebody else out there.
That's for sure. That's for sure.
No matter who you are, it could always be worse. Whenever our volunteers come in, when we look at what we have, we always start our morning saying, "We have more now than what we had before."
Which is,
and that's all there is.
Which is wonderful. I mean, to always know that. And then what do you have planned next year for Five Loaves?
Well, we're looking at trying to expand a little bit. A long time ago, a 12-year-old boy said our mission was to help feed the hungry. And we found out that the hunger goes beyond food. We have people that come in that just want to visit with us to tell us about their surgery or their cancer, or ask if we will do a funeral for one of their relatives who died alone. We're going to be branching out and doing more holistic ministry to people. And the neat thing is that we're supported by 14 different church groups. So it's just a God ministry, but not of any one faith group. We're all just doing good work because that's what God called us to do, to minister to his children.
Which is fabulous, Brother Tim. It's fabulous. What would you say to anyone who's thinking about donating this season?
My first thing would be check out the organization you're going to donate to and see what they do. One of the things that makes us unique is that we are 100% volunteer. No money goes to payroll. So you know that every single person that is here for one reason, to give themselves so that others may eat. And then look on Google. You can always see what the reviews are. We have like a 4.8 out of 5-star people that constantly get on and they send us anonymous messages about their visit here. And that's a great way to check out other organizations that you want to donate to.
And also Charity Navigator. I like to look at that website whenever I'm thinking about donating or if I get a request, because it does break it down, which is so important. I mean, how much of every dollar that you give is going to be used by an organization, and how much is going to, like you said, overhead expenses and payroll, and how much are these people actually making, and how much are we really getting down to the folks who need it the most? Well, Check out the texting service that I mentioned, Brother Tim. And you know us, whatever we can do for you, you know, we're just a phone call away or an email, a text, whatever it may be.
All right. Thank you much. Thank you for your service and everybody out there. Have a Merry Christmas and think about the people in your life that may not be with you.
Absolutely. Thank you once again, Brother Tim. It's an honor to speak with you. Such an honor to have Brother Tim with us all these years, really, truly. All right. Did you know that there's a hidden map and notifications that will tell you where and when snow is going to be falling? If you're on Team iPhone, head over into the Apple Weather app and then tap the folded open map symbol in the bottom left corner. That's where you can start seeing rolling forecasts of snow and rain. And they got just a slew of other details. I mean, boom, suddenly you're in the know. Now, also turn on weather notifications. That's always handy, too. Team Android, I don't leave you out in the cold. Google's weather app is baked inside the Google app on your Android phone. You can add a separate widget to your home screen for the latest weather updates. You can set notifications right there, too. If you need the steps, of course, you can always find them at commando.com. All right, let's see who's up next. Anne in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Hi, Kim. It's great to speak to you.
Well, thank
I've been a longtime
you.
Listener and follower of yours. And I kind of thought of you, honestly, randomly, having gotten involved in a Facebook scam. And I know you've talked about scams so many times, and I can't believe I got sucked in. So
what happened?
I decided that we had a multi-poo puppy that had passed away last year. Mm-hmm. And was very attached to my mom, and she lives in the cottage next door. She's 98. And I've got my whole family here. We call it the Money Pit Ranch compound. But anyway, so I was trying to find a replacement, and I couldn't find anyone local. I went to every, humane society. I tried. And finally I said, you know what? This thing popped up on Facebook about multi-poo puppies for adoption and rehoming near me. Mm-hmm. So there's more than one. There are a number of them, as a matter of fact. And I happened to pick the wrong one.
Okay.
So bottom line, I thought $800 was not a bad price. And I thought $150 to get the puppy here was not a bad price. So I decided, you know, she sent me videos of puppies. I said, wow, this would be the perfect one. I sold her the money, but it started to, and then the transport company, which she called her nanny agency, reached out to me, and all of a sudden they started adding on, well, we need a refundable deposit for an air conditioned crate. We need a refundable deposit for a permit. We need a refundable. It kept going on and on and on. And, you know, bottom line, I wound up out a lot of money.
How much?
Originally it was $4,000, but one of the $500 didn't go through, so it's the bottom line was $3,500.
Okay.
Luckily, my bank, who is Charles Schwab, I don't know if they caught on or whatever, but after I had Zelled out some, you know, like three or four times, they mm-hmm. kind of put kibosh on it for me,
good.
So I couldn't use Zelle.
Right.
And then it was PayPal, but my Chase Visa is connected to that. So I've contacted, obviously, the bank. They're working on trying to get working with Zelle to see if they could get any money back. My credit card refunded me temporarily to see if any of that's coming back, as well as PayPal. I guess my bottom line question to you is, I've reached out to, you know, the FBI, the sheriff's office, you know, every possible entity that's seen, you know, the national frauds for senior program, you know. So I've sent my story out to everyone I can think of. But I was wondering if there's any way to actually try, and even Facebook, which I never got a response from, but now her site has changed. It's just a multi-poo site.
Okay.
But she's got over like 6,000 members to this. And I know I'm not the only one in this situation.
Well, what you can do at this point is you can write up your entire story, just like you told
me. Okay.
Write it all up. Put screenshots mm-hmm. of anything that you have.
I have everything.
Here's the video that the person sent me.
Right.
And The reason why is that, number one, you're going to put this on your Facebook page. You're going to link to it.
Okay.
And I'd like it to be on the internet. I want you to buy a website and just slap up, you know, a one page about your experience.
Okay.
And, you know, you can do that relatively inexpensively by going to like Wix or Squarespace or Weebly or something like that.
Okay.
And here's the reason why. Is it when somebody might want to find another Maltipoo and they go on Facebook to do this, what a lot of folks do is they'll do a review. They'll type in the words review and Maltipoo and then whatever this person's name is.
Okay.
And to see what pops up. The whole idea is that if they see your story, they're not going to be taken as well.
And
you're going to be putting the word out there that this is what happened to me and I haven't been able to get it back, my money back. And not just that, it's also the emotional energy and the time and the waste of resources that you have expended at this point. I mean, how many hours do you think you got into this?
Oh, probably 36, 48. I don't know. It's been eating at me because it's been going on since the day before Thanksgiving, and it every single day. And she's still. But the thing is, she's still messaging me. I Zillowed her address. It's like a shack in Tifton, Georgia. Nobody could possibly be living in that house. I think everything about it is a scam.
It's all bogus. You know, it's all bogus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, you got taken advantage of.
I did.
Did you ever have a FaceTime call with her?
I tried. She will not. She doesn't answer. She doesn't pick up.
Okay. See, that's always a red flag. If you can't actually see them with the dog, and that doesn't mean you're actually going to get the dog. There's the puppy scams are all over Facebook. You know, they could sell the dog to somebody else. Or sell to three or four people at one time, and nobody ever gets the dog because now they're going to move on under with a different Facebook ID, and they're going to do it again.
Right.
And so I would encourage you to write it all up. You know, it's not going to be defamation because you're going to be talking about the facts, right?
Okay. Sure.
And keep all the facts there and keep the documentation on it, just as if you would want to see this. As if you should, what you should have done is done some research on her name and maybe in review and do that now. Just Google search some different terms. See, you may find out that somebody else was taken too. And maybe there's a way that you guys can get together to create a force. Maybe there's even a third person. Now, I will tell you that when it comes time to add a contact form to the page that you put up, make sure that it's not just an email address that you're putting on a web page. Make sure you use an actual contact form so that this way you get the information in the form, put a CAPTCHA onto it as well. And be careful because scammers are going to fill out that form too. So if you have any questions about anything after this, you just want to run something by me and I'm always here for you. You can count on that. Well, I'll tell you, those puppy scams have been around on Facebook for years and years, folks. You got to be smarter than this. All right. The scammers are out in full force because I know that everybody's so busy over the holidays and into the new year. So let me tell you about five texts that you have to ignore. Number one, these short or single word texts that may just say, hi, how are you? What they want to do is strike up a conversation. And before you know it, you find yourself donating money into some crypto scam. Number two, the missed delivery notification. Oh, yeah, they've been out there forever. They want you to call a number or to hit a text or whatever it may be. If you have any questions about your order, just go to wherever you bought it, website there. Number three, you want a prize. Yes, you click the link, and guess what? You are going down the scammer's lane once more. This is your bank. It's probably not your bank. Again, try to avoid those. And number five is that you may get some type of code in order to open an account or to have access to an account, and you didn't ask for the code, so you're going to write back and say, I'm not sure what this code is for. Again, you want to ignore all that.
Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit. shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbornemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
Michael in Asheville, North Carolina. Glad to have you with us. What's going on, Mike?
Oh, thank you for taking time to talk to me. My wife and I own a pool hall in Asheville, North Carolina, and it's called Fat Cats Billiards. And we have a big pool league community, and basically everybody plays throughout the year. And then we travel. Whoever wins gets to go to the nationals and play in the world championship. So we travel with the teams that go. Our main reasons is so that we can live stream for the teams that are there and be there and support them and to keep videos for them, but to also for the people that are at home to be able to watch live and promote our business at the same time. I've run into a problem where when we film on Facebook, a couple months later, I'll get flagged as a copyright infringement on for the music that's playing in the background.
Over at the tournament?
At the tournament, we're filming.
Okay.
Everybody's watching back home, and then they take our videos from us. And those are important videos to us because we want to have them. So our problem is that there's a couple songs in the video, and these are four-hour-long tournaments. And they'll say, like, hour 1, minute 32, your video has been flagged for a copyright infringement.
Yeah, then they're just going to take it down. You're right.
Because
somebody needs to pay royalties on that music, right?
And I don't mind paying royalties. We pay them at our bar. There should be a way that we can pay royalties on it. And my main issue is that we don't mind paying, but we don't have an option to do so. And people aren't listening to the music. They're watching our...
Exactly. Yeah, so I don't know if the music is necessarily an important factor. I mean, people are watching the tournament play, right? And they're not watching so that this way they can have music running in the background, okay?
Yeah.
You know, there are some services out there that will remove background music from recorded video streams. So that would probably be my biggest suggestion to you is let's not even worry about the copyright information at all. And let's just eliminate the need to even pay any type of copyrights. There's a website called lalal.ai. It's L-A-L-A and the letter L.ai. And it's known for removing background music noise from videos. It can produce also pretty clear voice tracks. And so if any voiceovers that were being done during the tournament play, that could be preserved, but the music would be gone. I'm not really sure the price. I know that they have some packages that start like at $20, and some of these packages run to $300. And it depends upon, like you said, how long the video is. So what you want to do is after you stream it, is kind of create a best of reel, because I'm sure there's a lot of downtime in that 4 hours. And when people go to watch a video online, I think it's unlikely that they're going to want to sit there for 4 hours and watch some of the minutia that may be happening during the play. So you could use something like this lalal, or there's another website called NewsVoice that does pretty much the same thing, that it's going to remove any background music and noise from videos. They do have a free trial, so that may be something that you might want to look at as well, in addition to this lalal. I know, it's kind of a weird website. I don't make them. I just talk about them. But I would definitely proceed with creating a best of reel and removing the background music. And if you want to put some music in, there's free music that you can use on YouTube and also on Facebook. But then you can also put these best of reels over on your YouTube channel, and then also use them as shorts online. Maybe it's just like a minute and a half, but you're right. You are going to have to remove the background music, because all of these music licensing companies, they have their own AI. There really isn't a person anymore that's sitting there trying to listen for any type of music. They're really just moving forward using AI and then flagging the content that doesn't comply You can certainly reach out to the music licensing bureaus, but I have a feeling that you're going to be looking at a tough road there. So that's why I recommend that you create some best ofs, some shorts that get a lot of attention online that would be really much better than a four-hour video to promote your business. And then removing that music, like I said, using by the sites again is UseVoice or LalaL.ai. Mike, thank you so much for your call today. If I can be of any other assistance, just give me a call. I'll tell you, it seems like every other week we get some takedown notice on YouTube. And speaking of YouTube, you guys and gals need to subscribe to the YouTube channel. I've never told you or asked you to do this before, but coming in 2024, every day we're going to do a new video podcast, and it's going to be streaming live on YouTube, among other places like Rumble, but I want you to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Once again, that's youtube.com/KimCommando. And who's going to be joining me? Are you ready for this? As many of you know, Andrew Babinski was with me for so many years here on the show. So I'm so delighted and pleased to say that Monday through Friday, he and I are going to be doing a video podcast live. I think it's going to be about 11 a.m. We're not really sure on the day, on the time, but it's going to be Monday through Friday every single day. We're going to be doing it live on our YouTube channel, among other places, too. But I think if you subscribe to the YouTube channel, that'll be the best place for you to get alerted that it's there. YouTube.com/KimCommando. And of course, Allie's going to be joining us a few days a week, too. Commando.com/KimCommando. Okay, last minute holiday shoppers, I want you to really take a good close look at the back of those gift cards. The newest scam on the block, imposter barcode stickers. Scammers are slapping phony barcode stickers on the back of the real ones. Then they sit back and they wait for you to purchase your own gift card using that code. Now, if you're not paying attention at the register, your cash goes just straight to the thief. You just gave them a present. You didn't even know it. You didn't even get a thank you. So take a deep look at the back of any gift card. Rub your fingers over the barcode. And if something doesn't feel right or doesn't look right, just ditch the card or give it to the manager on duty. Remember, the safest bet is to actually buy digital gift cards directly from the place where you want to purchase them. So again, if this is a last minute gift, you know, head over to Wayfair or an airline website or Amazon or wherever you want to go, Office Depot, Staples, Best Buy. Again, you want to buy those digital gift cards right there. I know it's not as nice as holding that plastic card, but it's a safer bet. Hey, do me a solid. Tell three friends about the Kim Commando Show, because after all, knowledge is power. And Merry Christmas.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.